With the 2023 provincial election campaign now officially underway, Albertans and communities large and small should expect to see one of the hardest-fought races in recent memory. And while MLA seats are up for grabs in every constituency in the province, the race itself may end up being two distinct campaigns. On one hand, individual ridings, including those in this district, will see region-specific issues debated and considered. For example, in constituencies such as Innisfail Sylvan Lake, Olds Didsbury Three Hills, and Rimby Rocky Mountain House Sun Dree, key issues will include road and bridge infrastructure plans and proposals, resource development, and agriculture support and promotion. Candidates in the three local ridings will be expected to outline and explain their respective plans for the issues facing the district over the next 4 years. And in a few weeks' time, voters here will elect the MLAs to represent the region until 2027. On the other hand, the 2023 provincial election campaign also promises to be very much about leadership, and in particular whether UCP leader Danielle Smith or NDP leader Rachel Notley is best suited and most able to lead the province forward through what promises to be very challenging times. As the leader of the ruling party, premiers have extensive and far-reaching powers in this province, making decisions that can and do have profound ramifications on individuals, families, municipalities, the business community, and many other stakeholders. As such, Albertans in this district and across the province should consider the issue of leadership when deciding which party to support at the ballot box. When the votes are cast on May 29 and the results are announced, either Danielle Smith or Rachel Notley will likely be called on to lead Alberta for the next 4 years. And the leader who does not triumph in 4 weeks' time can certainly expect to see her position as party leader severely tested and challenged, with wide-ranging and deep consequences for her respective party. Dan Singleton is an editor with the Albertan.